Exceptionnellement, les pistes audio que vous allez écouter n'ont pas été enregistrées en studio. En raison du confinement, Karine et Rupert, les deux comédiens qui donnent vie aux articles de ce numéro, n'ont pas pu se rendre en studio d'enregistrement. Ils se sont enregistrés eux-mêmes. Nous espérons que vous aurez plaisir à les écouter et que vous pardonnerez les imperfections sonores que vous pourrez remarquer.
Hello and welcome to the I Love English audio for June. I'm Rupert and I'm British.
And I'm Karine and I'm British too. This audio is in English only. If it goes too fast for you, you can use the pause button and listen again. The more you listen, the more you'll understand.
Open your magazine to the People quiz on Justin Bieber.
You might have heard Justin Bieber's new album, Changes. Answer the questions to see what you know about the Canadian star. 1. How old was Justin when he got noticed on YouTube? A. 3 years old. B. 13 years old. C. 23 years old.
The answer is B. Justin was 13 years old when he got noticed on YouTube.
2. Find the name of a single from the album Changes that Justin released this year. A. Yuck. B. Yummy. C. Mummy.
The answer is B. The name of a single from the album Changes that Justin released this year is Yummy.
3. What world record did Justin's famous song Baby hold for 7 years? A. The most streamed single on YouTube. B. The most remixed song on YouTube. C. The most disliked song on YouTube.
The answer is C. For 7 years, Justin's famous song Baby held the record for the most disliked song on YouTube.
4. What is the theme of many of Justin's tattoos? A. Religion. B. Politics. C. Literature.
The answer is A. The theme of many of Justin's tattoos is religion.
5. What are Justin's fans called? A. Belikers. B. Belovers. C. Beliebers.
The answer is C. Justin's fans are called Beliebers.
6. What did Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin do in 2018 and again in 2019? A. They got married. B. They got divorced. C. They had a baby.
The answer is A. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin got married in 2018 and again in 2019.